Brooke Ramsey from the JDRF joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
I'm excellent. Thank you, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks. And we're really excited to have you out here. JDRF, I understand, is coming to Kenmore for an event on Saturday the 15th.
That's right. We're really excited because we're going to be welcoming families and individuals that are affected by type 1 to join us at Centennial Park on this coming Saturday the 15th from 11 to 2. We have pizza that's been donated, sponsored by Boston Pizza, lots of family fun events and games, some adult games, and just an opportunity to get to know others that are affected by type 1 in the Bow Valley.
So have you guys done much out here in the past?
The Bow Valley is part of our area, and we do support families that are out there, but we've never really done a family fun day, so this is an opportunity for everyone to get together.
Just out of curiosity, what does the JDRF do?
So our main goal is to fund research that will support anything that can cure, treat, and prevent type 1, and we also bring day-to-day support for individuals that are living with type 1, which, interestingly enough, Robin, I know you know about this, but I think it's lost to many people because we hear so much about diabetes, that type 1 is actually non-preventable. It's an autoimmune disease, and it occurs when a person's pancreas stops producing insulin. It's not related at all to someone's lifestyle, and it strikes children and adults immediately, and it lasts for their lifetime.
I mean, this is a JDRF event. Is it open to the non-diabetic community?
Of course, the T3s, the supporters. yes, it's open to all, and it's a good opportunity for anyone in the Kenmore area to learn more about the exciting research that's being done actually right here in our province surrounding type 1, and also knowing what it means if they know someone with type 1 and what their health care looks like, how they can support those people, and also just being aware of what's going on in your community.
So can you give us a quick rundown of the event again? It's on the 15th on Saturday?
That's right. So it's Saturday, August 15th at Centennial Park. We've got bouncy castles and games and a lunch that's sponsored by Boston Pizza in Kenmore. So friends and families of the Type 1 community are all welcome. We're also having something really exciting there. A JDRF-funded study run by TrialNet out of Calgary is going to be screening individuals for Type 1. So any family members of someone who is diagnosed with Type 1 has the opportunity to be screened in Canmore for genetic markers.
Is there a cost associated with anything?
There's no cost to come. We hope that as many people as possible can come out and join us, and you can learn more about other opportunities we'll have throughout the year.
Will there be an opportunity to donate there as well?
Of course. There's always an opportunity to donate. Every year, we're supporting right now about 50 human trials across the world. We have a lot of funding that's necessary to do the important work that we do, and we appreciate all the financial support that we get out of this area.
Fantastic. It's a big JDRF fun day, Saturday the 15th, 11 to 2 in Centennial Park, and it's all totally free. You know, I have to say, as a parent of a type 1 child, I think it's great that you guys are coming out here. So thanks, Brooke, for joining me on the show, and thanks for coming out.
Thank you, Rob. I can't wait to meet you there.